Blue, Part 6 of the Chronic Pain series, a Naruto fan fiction, written by Kirgaya, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated general audiences with pairing Kakashi Gai. The pitter-patter of feet alert Gai that one of the Ninkin is home. He opens his eyes to the midwinter darkness. February is short and dark, and so are its days, and so is the distance from the bed to the light switch. It's not on. It's too far. He winces through another wave of pain, eyes squeezing shut. When he opens them again, panda-eyed Bisuke pokes his head into the room. Guy. Bisuke begins, raccoon-like in the gloom. He pushes open the door, claws scratching. Then he leaps up onto the bed where Guy is spread starfish and wriggles into the space. His nose is cool against Guy's fire-trapped skin. Snow sparkles on his fur, half-melted.
Are you okay?
Fine, Guy wants to say, but the pain won't allow him. A sigh is all he can muster, sharp through his nose. He lifts a hand to rub Bisuke's head, but doesn't otherwise move. He can't. Not yet. The thought of it is almost as unbearable as the pain. Bisuke whines.
Boss is getting dim sum. What you want?
Guy responds with a tiny shake of his head. He'd eat anything Kakashi put in front of him if his body wasn't shrieking at him. It's not his stomach tying itself into knots. It's his nerves. He dreads evenings. They all end up like this. In the mornings, the pain is manageable, and he pushes through the afternoons. By sundown, he can barely stand the thought of walking. By nighttime, barely stand. He scratches under Bisuke's chin, trying to soothe the dog's wide-eyed worry. He needs time to rest, just for a while. Then he can baby step around the apartment to dinner, to Kakashi, and finally, reluctantly, to bed. Bisuke licks his fingers.
Should I get the boss?
No, Guy manages, whispering it. Just get the usual. He barely hears himself. The passion that projects his voice is trapped deep within him, ensnared in chakra veins and nerves. In the mornings, the tangle is loose and wide, and it's easy for optimism to spill free. He likes the mornings. He feels most like himself. But that tangle is the writhing, scorching ball of flame tonight. The fire chakra that fueled Guy throughout his life is burning him now. Unconvinced, but given his orders, Bisuke scurries away. Guy watches his little wet feet slip on the floorboards and smiles despite himself. If nothing else, the dogs will happily eat Guy's dim sum if he cannot bear to. He predicts he has 20 minutes before Kakashi arrives. Enough time to muster the force of will to move. He rolls onto his good side, hissing. The pain isn't quite as intense as it was when he collapsed indoors, so he counts that as a win. Through the dark, he can just faintly see where he abandoned his cane. Luckily, he's always the first one home, so there's no one around to witness his desperate clamber to lie flat. The poor springs in the bed won't last forever if Guy keeps face-planting in them. And Guy's optimism won't last forever if agony is all he has to look forward to at the end of the day. Pain was never an issue when it was short-lived, when it was worth something. He loses some time between one blink and the next. It's a relief. He's aware of Kakashi before he truly thinks to look. But 8 dogs in a Hokage's chakra are hard to miss. The barking is oddly subdued for imminent dim sum,
something which stirs unease in Guy's chest. Bisuke must have alerted them all. Of course. It's only a matter of time until there's a knock on the door. Hey. Light floods in behind Kakashi, casting him in shadow. The tips of his hair seem to vanish in the glow. He enters with less noise than Bisuke, but the same dog-like hesitance. Off slips the black flak jacket and gloves, and he rolls his sleeves before seating himself on the edge of the bed. His trousers are wet with snow and his skin is ice. This doesn't stop him from sliding a hand under Guy's shirt. I bought dumplings, he says, eyes sparkling at Guy's disgruntled grumble. Should we eat them in bed? Even in the throes of agony, the idea horrifies Guy. Kakashi laughs at the look on his face. Didn't think so, he says, pouting a little. His hand, warmer now, rubs the knot of pain in Guy's hip. His cheer quietens into concern. Do you need anything? A hot bath, perhaps? Pain relief, that works. Guy lays a hand over Kakashi's, stilling him. Not to be touched. He appreciates the gesture, but his body is crackling with pain, his nerves numb. He forces words through the block of shame. I'm fine. Tell me about your day. How many of the interviewees did you frighten away? Kakashi just looks at him. Guy tries not to squirm. Kakashi probably scared away every single one of those potential assistants. Ma, I have two eyes now, you know. You don't look fine. Guy finds it in himself to smile. Many of their friends and colleagues had worried about Kakashi's reaction to the loss of his Sharingan. Guy himself had certainly been surprised to wake up months after the war to find Kakashi with two brown eyes. But Kakashi had been too busy crying to answer any questions about it. Not that questions were necessary. Kakashi has taken the loss in stride, with relief, in fact. He always was more than his Sharingan, no matter what the bingo books say. I'll be fine after dinner, Guy assures, guesses, lies. That Kakashi is twice as expressive now delights him, if nothing else. The Sharingan was a gift, but so is its absence. He squeezes Kakashi's hand. I don't mean to worry you. I wish you would, Kakashi mutters. Honesty and eye contact are too much for him, but he links their fingers, trying his best. You don't have to shoulder everything yourself. His eyes crinkle. I know that's rich coming from me, but I'll make it an order if I have to. I don't- Or a mission, if you prefer. S-class. A noble pursuit, Guy agrees, but his heart isn't in it. The longer they dither like this, the colder their dinner will be. And dim sum's his favorite. He likes to think he's improving at hiding the never-ending pain around his students and colleagues, but maybe someone forewarned Kakashi of his grouchy fiancé. Be on your best behavior, boss, he can imagine Bisuke saying. The thought only deepens Guy's embarrassment. He swings his legs over the side of the bed, sitting up beside Kakashi. The once broken bones in his leg creak like an old man's. He's only in his 30s. Down the hall, the dogs bemoan their delayed dinner. Kakashi must have left the dumplings somewhere out of reach. They're good dogs, the lot of them, but they're not that good. All bets are off where Dim Sum is concerned, and Kakashi rolls his eyes at the noise.
guy can handle walking if it means cheering up the pack. He pats Kakashi's knee, bracing himself. It won't do to keep them waiting, he says, and he pushes up onto his feet before he can second-guess himself. For a moment, he is blissfully pain-free. Do you want your stick? Kakashi asks, rising slowly, effortlessly. He shuffles over to the discarded walking stick as though he has no idea how lucky he is. Even intertwined into Guy's life as he is, it's so clear he takes for granted the simple ability to move. Guy doesn't consider himself a jealous person, but he feels a twinge of envy. It only makes him feel worse. No need, he replies, although he can't stand forever. Gone are the days of sentry duty, the long hours of watch on the outposts. He's seen men fall asleep on their feet, chakra held into place. At this time of night, he can manage 15 minutes at best and under a minute at worst. It's usually closer to the latter. Kakashi collects the cane anyway. He twirls it about in his hands before hooking it over his forearm. He holds out the other arm to Guy. I know you can manage, he says before Guy can protest. His eyes twinkle. It's nice seeing two. It's nice seeing him happy. But what if I want a handsome man on my arm? Guy knows Kakashi well enough to recognize when he's been played. Yet it's only fondness that warms his chest when he pouts at Kakashi's smile. If that's what you want, rival, then I am happy to oblige. The door creaks ever so slightly open. Shiba's big eyes and mohawk-like fur peeps into the room. A panting pink tongue flops from his mouth. Hey, boss, he begins, eyes pleading. He plonks himself right at Kakashi's feet, tail sweeping behind him. Guy would crouch down to pet him if he was sure he'd be able to get up again. Can we have the dumplings yet? You haven't eaten them all yet, Kakashi replies, eyebrows up in his hairline. The surprise is genuine. The pack don't often exhibit such restraint. Guy beams, unspeakably proud. We'll be right with you. Please accept my apologies for making you wait. Shiba's ears perk up. He wriggles onto Guy's feet instead. Well, it's all right if it's you, Guy. Hey! Guy laughs. He can almost ignore the pain building rapidly down his leg. He pats Kakashi's arm, both in sympathy and to signal that he'll have to sit down soon. He's very much aware that he's only just gotten to his feet. But Kakashi doesn't so much as bat an eye. If it bothers him that Guy can't keep up anymore, then he hides it so well that even Guy can't tell. The look in Kakashi's eyes is stern, but warm, as though he's amused by whatever Guy has done to earn such a look. He squeezes Guy's arm. Even without his Sharingan, it feels as though he can see straight through Guy's mind. Trust me, those eyes seem to say. Guy does, with everything. He supposes that should include his worst. Dinner, Kakashi asks. Dinner! Shiba hollers before Guy can reply, and from the kitchen there's a resounding cry of food! The end. Thank you for listening.